الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فعن أبي عمرو وكيل أبي عمرو سفيان بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله قل لي في الإسلام قولا لا أسأل عنه أحدا غيرك قال قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم رواه مسلم في صحيحه. Respected elders, brothers in Islam, when the beloved Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came to Medina Sharif and the perfect Islamic society began to form, then throughout the Arab Peninsula, throughout the surrounding area and countries, the word got around that the last Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had finally appeared. And people were quickly passing on the message to one another that a person of great character, of great perfection, has now reached Medina Sharif and is preaching the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happened was quite often that in order to meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in order to learn about Islam, people from different areas of the Saudi Peninsula, from the Arab Peninsula, would come to Medina Sharif with the intention of the ziyarah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to meet him, to become privileged with the and that, with that honor of seeing the Prophet, to learn from him, and then to go on to return to their homeland to preach the message of Islam. So quite often we would see this happen. People would come with certain perhaps negative impressions about the Prophet, but they would leave as believers and they would go on to pass the message of Islam. This hadith is perhaps one such encounter where one person, one companion, came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he knew that he would perhaps not have an opportunity to listen to the Prophet again. He perhaps would not have the opportunity to meet him again. So he asked for words of advice from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, something that he could treasure, something that he could take with him, something that he could remember, that these are the words of guidance which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to me. And then naturally he would go on to pass it, this message on to others. And obviously this companion has, because this has passed on to us now 1400 years later. So this person, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the person's name, it was Sufyan ibn Abdullah, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, kulli fil Islam qawlan la as'alu anhu ahadan ghayrak. Ya Rasulullah, tell me something about Islam which I can ask of no one but you, meaning that only you would have the answer to it. Not something that I can ask from somebody else, from some other Muslims. I want some piece of advice which only you can tender. A piece of advice that only you can give me. So he wanted some specific advice. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him advice, and the words he chose were very simple and very short. What the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him is twofold advice. He said, "Qul amantu billah." Firstly, say, I believe in Allah. Amantu billah. Then the second piece of advice the Prophet gave was summastaqim. Then remain steadfast upon this. Remain firm on this. That once you have believed in Allah, once you have bought iman, then stay firm on this iman. What exactly did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mean? And in fact, many companions, many ulama ikram say that istiqamah, this is what the Prophet here was referring to, istiqamah, this whole idea of remaining steadfast, remaining strong in your deen at all times, is perhaps one of the hardest aspects of Islam. And here the Prophet told his companion that say amantu billah, then show istiqamah, then remain steadfast. So what exactly does this mean? Why is this so difficult in Islam? Let me give you one or two examples to let you understand what is meant by istiqamah in our religion. Imagine there is a person who throughout his life has worked very hard, who has earned money in a halal way, and throughout his time he had a goal in mind. He had a vision, and he said to himself that once I become rich, once I become famous or once I become wealthy, then there is a certain house and I will buy that. And this house of it was a dream house, you could say. And it is a completely perfect to what his demands were. It has beautiful settings and it has nice gardens and swimming pool and playing areas and all sorts. And he has always thought to himself whilst he is working throughout his life that that will be the day when I finally buy that house, that dream house of mine. That day will be very important to me. And so he works throughout his life and eventually he has the money and he has the means to buy and purchase that house, and he becomes the owner of it and he takes possession of the keys. Now clearly, because he has hoped for this day throughout his life, this is a very important day for him. And he has finally managed to win something of great value and possession to him. Throughout his life he has talked about becoming the owner of this dream house. But later, once he becomes the owner of this house, he realizes that perhaps becoming the owner of this house was the easy part. Now looking after it is even harder. The person realizes that now he has become the owner of this beautiful mansion, he has to ensure that the gardens are looked after, that these massive rooms which he wasn't accustomed to are looked after, that the swimming pool is maintained, that because it is in a rich area that he makes sure he takes security measures against thieves. And suddenly he realizes that the purchase of the house was almost easy in comparison to looking after it. Looking after it becomes just as hard as purchasing it in the first place. And in our lives as believers, as Muslims, the most important gift we have is that of Iman. Is that the Kalima Sharif. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that once you have said Amantu Billah, once you have said that I believe in Allah, then you have to ensure and you have to do everything you can to protect and preserve that possession of yours. So it's almost like the example that I gave, that the easy part almost was to saying Amantu Billah, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Now the next part is to ensure that you remain in that state until your last breath on earth. This is the harder part. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about this in the Holy Quran when he says, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. That do people think that they can just say آمَنَّا, that we believe and they will be left and that they will not be tested? That now that you have become believers, expect to be tested. Expect that thieves will come to your house. Expect that you will have problems within your home. Expect that you will have to pay out maintenance. And the maintenance on your iman will be the ups and downs. When you have troubles, when you are tested, when you go through hardship, when you go through happiness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test you for those times. See if you are thankful for the times of happiness. See if you are patient in the times of hardness. So this is exactly what istiqama means. The word itself comes from the word qama, which means to stand. Qama yakumu qiyam means to stand. Like when, for instance, when we reach salah, the standing position we call qiyam. And istiqama comes from the same word. Istiqama in Arabic means to want to remain standing. Once you perhaps held something up, to try to make sure that it stays standing now. That is what istiqama is. And that is exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Prophet are asking of us in this hadith. That you should try as much as possible to remain firm on that now. You've done the easy part in saying amantu billah, that I believe in Allah. Do what you can to remain, you stay strong on that. The ulama ikram, they give different advice as to how we can remain steadfast on our religion. But one main theme, one main idea or element that our ulama ikram always mention is that of moderation. That from beginning to end, remember you are a believer throughout your whole life. It's not that you can switch off for a while. Now, in that sense, once you keep that in mind, the best way to ensure you remain steadfast is to be moderate in your amal. Do not try to push yourself too hard, because eventually you will burn out almost. Imagine, for example, a person, he is overcome by emotion and suddenly he decides that I am going to become very, very religious, and he decides from now on that I am going to keep a fast every other day. And every other night I am going to remain in tahajjud prayer all night long. How long can he sustain this for? How long will he be able to continue with this for? Would it not be better that he says to himself that I will make a small habit that each day for 10 minutes I will start my day with the tilawat of this surah, and I will end it with this surah. And this only takes 5 or 10 minutes of his time, but he promises himself that I will do this every single day without fail. This perhaps is better, and in Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said that أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن كلا, that the most beloved of أعمال, of actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are the ones which are continuous, not the ones which are stop, start, stop, start. When a person, for instance, during the month of Ramadan, he sits at the kaf and he recites the Quran time and time over again, but then for the rest of the 11 months he does absolutely no worship at all. That type of worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. The worship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes is adwamuha, the one which is most dawam, the one which is continuous. Wa in kalla, and the Prophet said, even if it's a small amount, even perhaps if it's just saying a certain tasbih or a certain wird or a certain dua that he has learned, and he makes a habit of reciting that every single time he comes to the mosque or he reads Salah, for instance. Even, for instance, and this may seem like a very small example, even if a person gets into the habit that every time he puts on his shoes, that he turns it over to make sure that there is nothing inside it, and then puts on the shoes, which is a very small act, but this is a sunnah of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as you can imagine, if this is such a small act, and if he gets into that habit that every single time he puts on his shoes, he tilts it upside down to make sure there's nothing in it, there's no insects or small rodents, for instance, inside it. Obviously, there is worldly benefit in it as well. There might be some harm in his shoe. And obviously, there is the benefit in the hereafter, because it's the sunnah of the Prophet as well. So imagine, this is a small act, and if he becomes a habit of it, he won't even think that this, I am doing this with that intention. It'll become second nature for him. So, in short, what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this very short yet comprehensive hadith is that remain steadfast. Those things, remain steadfast until the end, until your last breath. Remain steadfast on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge you according to your khatim, according to how you finish. And the best way to remain steadfast is by doing those things continuously. And do not think that even if there's a small amount, perhaps it's not important. And I would say personally that if a person recites the Quran 7 or 8 times in the month of Ramadan, not to read it throughout the rest of the year, perhaps it is better that he only recites the Quran once in Ramadan, but throughout the year he recites it 5 or 6 times, or how many times he does, because at least it's continuous then. Otherwise it almost drains him out, and it almost burns him out. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to remain steadfast in our deen, and to do those a'mal which are beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those a'mal which are continuous and are done with sincerity. Ameen. Wa ma alayna illa al-balaghu al-mubin. Allahumma sallu ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim wa salli alayhi. Allahumma rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina 'adhaban nar. Allahumma rabbi shrah lana sudurana wa yassir lana umurana wa ahlul 'uqdatam min al-sinatina yafqahu qawlana. Allahumma a'inna 'ala tilawatil Qur'an wa dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni 'ibadatik. Wa sallallahu ta'ala 'ala khayri khalqihi wa nuri 'arshihi Muhammadin wa 'ala alihi wa ashabihi. يا جميع برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.